This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version, so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there. Another great summer Friday. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening today. All week, Bulldog has been off. He'll be back with me on Monday. Before you ask, what was I just doing? I was verifying my identity to DraftKings by entering a six-digit code that was texted to me that, by the way, don't even ask for it because they do not want me to tell you what that code is. What? How serious is that? Every time you get one of these text code ID entry things, these little pass keys. I'm sure half of those words were probably not quite right for what I'm describing, but they always tell you all caps, bold, do not share this code number with anybody. What happens if you do? Like, once I've already entered it, if I told G this six-digit number from DraftKings, could he just like easily access my account and start wagering my $198? Like, could he just sort of like, oh, awesome. I'm not giving him the password. I'm just giving him the temporary 10-minute long code to be able to, like, sort of the backup for the password. It's not even a password anymore. It's the fingerprint, the biometrics. Should you not share that? I should make sure not to send like a picture of my fingerprint to anybody, because that would be worse, I think. But they're very serious about whether it's a betting app or anybody, how you should not share that information. Well, not to force it, but speaking of betting, Sam Panayotovich today. I wonder if it's football season yet for Sam. I mean, it is for me. It's also like, if you go back years with this show, I mean, it really is Fantasy Friday. It should be. It's Friday and it's mid-July. They're in camp next week. That's kind of like perfect for it, but believe it or not, I have no sort of fantasy-specific plans today. I know, it's shocker. We will talk to Tyler Dunn, and Tyler recently wrote about Dalton Kincaid, and Kincaid, you know, maybe Tyler too. Tyler loves his tight ends, fired up for Kincaid to, you know, really emerge as a guy that looks like somebody you would spend a first-round draft pick on. He really hasn't yet. Would you disagree with that? 803-0550. He really hasn't yet. It's always this, and it's not to say like the player is, you know, it is to say that the player is maybe never 100% responsible for it, but it's also usage, you know, like we had a long stint early when Kincaid was a rookie where it was Ken Dorsey then, who sort of ironically we were told was who wanted Kincaid for the offense, but really couldn't figure out what to do with him. And everything was at or behind the line of scrimmage. Like it was just, why would you ever invest a draft pick as high as round one on a guy that you're not going to let run real routes? I mean, that seemed weird. Dorsey then left. That got a little bit better later that season. Last year you had injuries and it was kind of mixed. It was both where you had, you know, there were times when Kincaid was used down the field. The last time I believe we saw him used was the last Bills offensive play of the season in Kansas City. And, you know, there is a debate about, and maybe it'll be like 13 seconds when it'll be one that we think about and remember until the Bills actually get over the hump. Until they do, those games at Arrowhead will sort of always stick with you and bother us. How bad a drop is that by Kincaid? Like, I have had a tough time ripping him for it. I mean, not that I'm trying to find a way to. It's not like that. But I've never thought of that play as, you know, to use one word, egregious. But there are people who do. And he did have his hands on the ball. And what's your job, right? So that, I'm sure, is part of, I know it is because I've read it, it's part of what the focus is when it comes to Kincaid. My issue with him is not that he dropped a pass to end the season or that he's been used in kind of complicated or confusing different roles by the Bills. It's that, and I've said this a lot, but with Shakir, I don't know what Kincaid's path is to success unless they use either Shakir or Kincaid out wide, and both would be weird. So I don't really know how he has a chance at a big season unless Shakir is injured. Because why are they going to take him out? You know? Just one more day of contemplating the Bills receiving unit and just having a tough time understanding it. But hey, like so far it's worked, and here we are on to another season where they are. I got into my DraftKings, so they sent me the 6-digit code, which I won't share with you. They are tied for the favorite to win the Super Bowl with Philadelphia and maybe also Kansas City. There were three teams at plus 650 that I saw. The Bills are tops in the NFL on this same aforementioned app to win their division. And that's coming as no surprise to you. We've talked about this a lot. At one point yesterday, I brought up, does anybody want to push back on how I feel I'm pretty kind of relaxed about the AFC East? And nobody did, so I feel like we're all on the same page there, that it's just over already. Look out. Hope you're not superstitious. The Bills are minus 280 to win the AFC East. If you don't speak DraftKings, that means you would have to wager 28 U.S. dollars to win 10, or 280 to win 100, which I'm guessing my upcoming guest, Sam Panayotovich, will agree is a terrible bet. There are way more interesting and fun and potentially lucrative ways to bet on favorites than just sort of lay the 280 to win 100. I would never. But it is easily the biggest favorite in the league to finish first in their division. Second is Baltimore at minus 150. Think about that. The Ravens with the Bengals in their division, and by the way, you know, a refreshed Pittsburgh team, Rodgers, TJ Watt is back, Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf. I mean, the Steelers are always decent, at least by record. The Ravens are the second shortest odds, we would call this, I believe, to win their division behind the Bills. And it's not close. But Buffalo, like, if you do dabble in this stuff, what do these numbers mean to you, or what would you do with them? Buffalo minus 280 to win a sixth straight AFC East title. Okay. New England plus 475. Miami plus 750. The Jets, plus 1,800. This is the time of year, and maybe this, I'll say somewhat in my defense, maybe this is from many, many years of Bills and even Sabres teams that are expected to lose, where you kind of, don't we do this? Like, if you go back to the drought, you kind of figure out ways to believe that they can win. Not just like Tom Brady gets hurt either, just sort of this, and this, these things go right, and it happens. And I find myself doing that. Like yesterday, I had a guest on from Cleveland, Spencer German, and was all sort of like ready to pitch that the Browns might not be terrible. And he's like, oh, that's interesting, because I kind of agree. And then we started talking. I'm thinking like, no, I think they're terrible. Like this, I looked at the schedule and I sort of had talked myself out of it right away. And I do this with the Jets kind of on an annual basis. I mean, last year they were literally the division favorite when the season started, which is wild to think about, as bad as they were. But plus 1,800, new coach, new quarterback, still talent, you know, rookie of the years at offense and defense, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Breece Hall would have won it maybe that same year Wilson did had he stayed healthy. Like, and they've addressed the line, like maybe they're not so bad. But this is what I do every year with certain bad teams. With the Browns, when the Browns were, oh man, Hugh Jackson, like, they were either headed for their winless season or coming off of their winless season, and the betting line is like 4.5 wins. I'm like, oh, that's telling you these guys are going to be good. And that did not tell you that. They have to give you a number that you might want to go under. If it's 1.5, I don't think anybody is betting the under on an NFL team. But 4.5, you can do it. I mean, Cleveland's number this year is a little bit like that. I'm not excited. I'm, like many, very curious to see what the Patriots look like. In fantasy, everybody is hot for Drake May. And I think that might just be in general. Like, everybody is hot for Drake May. And are we sure? I mean, rookie year was pretty good. We've really talked ourselves into Drake May as a society. Athlete. Vrabel we like. Do we like Josh McDaniels for New England? The bull cases, as they say, for the other AFC East teams, not factoring in something serious going wrong for the Bills. The Bills could have a season. I read, I'll get to the point there, but Pro Football Network sends me essays like every day, and I always read them. And this week they did best case and worst case for every team, and their worst case scenario for the Bills was 11-6. You know, an Allen injury, of course, could really undermine that, but not predicting that, which doesn't make any sense to try, 11-6 being the worst case scenario for them. And we've seen that 2 years ago. That was their record from 6-6, where they were sloppy. They lost the game in New England that year. They lost to Denver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday night game, what a loss. Maybe the worst loss they've had with Allen here. That Monday night game against the Broncos where too many men on the field for a field goal attempt. What an awful loss that was. That was a season where were they about as good as last year or previously where they were winning 13 games or so? I would say yes. But it just fell that way. 11 wins. That season can always happen. I mean, as well as they've done with their roster and with just sort of covering all their bases, that happened to them 2 years ago. And how? Just little things went the wrong way, special team stuff like that play against the Broncos, and you lost six games. And other teams, you can't control other teams, you know, like you'd want to either. I mean, maybe somebody's just better than you expected when you looked at the schedule. And maybe that's New England. You wouldn't have that was Mac Jones. You wouldn't have expected the Bills to lose to New England that year, but they did. So apart from a season where the Bills like have a major problem that affects the whole landscape, how do the other teams in the AFC East get there? New England does it through Vrabel. Drake May taking the leap in year two. Diggs healthy. Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams, added rookies. And defensively, they've got some good players. They just become a team that's pretty tough to dominate. Defense holds up, and they get plays out of their offense, and the schedule isn't bad. We've done this with the Patriots. It starts pretty favorably. If they're decent out of the gate, home to Vegas, at Miami, home to Pittsburgh, home to Carolina, then they come here, and then it's the Saints, the Titans, and the Browns. Arguably the three worst teams in the NFL. New England could be 7-1. That's lofty. But they pretty easily could be 5-3. Pretty easily. I think I would predict it. Maybe Sam knows a way to get odds on New England's record over under 4.5 wins through 8 games. Then it's Atlanta and Tampa and the Jets. I mean, that's, where are we, 7-4? Something like that for the Patriots? So apart from knowing that this would be a bet against the Bills, I like the idea of being on New England because of the schedule. Then it's the Bengals and the Giants after that. 8-5 is a totally believable schedule for them. And then it's harder late. Bills, Ravens, well, then Jets and Dolphins. So 10 wins isn't nuts there. I think the bull case for the Patriots, best case scenario, I haven't read their section on the Pro Football Network essay, but it's that May is actually good. The team is under control. It's organized. It's not like Gerard Mayo is their coach anymore. It's a serious coach. And they take advantage of a weak schedule and are a playoff team. I could see it pretty easily. Miami, best case on Miami, where the vibes have been the opposite, mostly, this offseason than New England. People are ready to accept New England as like a playoff contender, not so much a championship contender at all, but a playoff contender. Miami has turned people away. They've had losses to the roster. Armstead is big. Offensive line, of course, the Ramsey trade. They get Minkah Fitzpatrick. What happens to their overall? Does Tua hold up? It's the same talented and fast but shallow offense in terms of skill positions. Jonnu Smith is traded, if you care. What happens to the Dolphins is line holds up. Tyreek Hill is still Tyreek Hill. And we've seen when they're able that they can be really dangerous. And so that would be it for Miami, whose schedule, by the way, welcome to the AFC East. Their schedule starts Colts, Patriots, at the Bills on the Thursday night in week 3, Jets at home, Carolina, Chargers, Browns, Atlanta. Like that's their first half. And that if they're not bad, that could be 5 or 6 wins too. The schedule is so interesting this year because it looks like in a lot of these cases, teams have pretty easy-looking first-half schedules, and then it gets rough. I think the Ravens are interesting in the role they play for this. They play Miami in Week 9, New England in Week 16. If you want the Jets for this too, that's in Week 12. Of course, the Bills in Week 1, but nobody's expecting the Bills to be bad. So you look at these schedules, you don't see Baltimore until you get into November or December, and that's big. When you play the Bills, I mean, who is it? The Bills play, division-wise, they play each of their 3 division opponents early once and then mid to late once. Weeks 2, 3, and 5 are division games for the Bills this year. So Miami's best-case scenario is Tua is healthy and smart coach comes up with some new stuff that keeps defenses on their heels, and maybe they take advantage of 150-degree days in Miami, and they roll, at least for a while. Second half is always a different story for the Dolphins. And then the Jets, and they're the most interesting one, I think, of these for me, is that it's so new. Here for me, I made this case with Theo Greminger a couple of days ago on one of his 17 podcasts. It's this. It's, okay, so you're going with Justin Fields now, and everybody's knock on Fields is he hasn't been able to see the field quickly enough to avoid trouble, to avoid sacks and mistakes. And so that's the bet against Justin Fields. I think, though, if the Jets have a functional offensive line and Breece Hall is good, which I think he is, and Fields is a dynamic runner, they could become kind of a different sort of challenge for teams where the Jets might end up running the ball more than anybody else in the league. And if they're bad, they won't get away with it. But if they're good, that could really be interesting. And so, I mean, I think with Fields, like he's got the people say the processing part that works against him, but he can throw it. I mean, he was an early first round pick in the NFL as a quarterback. He can throw the ball. And Garrett Wilson, who was his college teammate, by the way, is a great receiver. If that's simplified and Fields and Wilson are able to click, then they could be a little bit interesting. And what do they go? Steelers, Bills, Bucks, Dolphins. Their schedule isn't the same sort of bottom heavy as the other teams. Dallas, Denver. The Denver game is in London. Carolina, Cincinnati, Browns. I don't know. What would be good for the Jets would be a season, apart from the fact that they would deprive themselves a high draft pick, which might be best for them, would be a season where they're around 500 by the time they get to, Thanksgiving even, that late. One of these teams being really bad is really good for the other two. Because, it's 2 games a year. So if it turns out that the Dolphins, just to pick one for the point, are in shambles, Jets benefit, Patriots benefit, and bring them up in the wild card conversation. Of course, Bills too, if the Bills are just clearly the better team there. So that could be something else to think about with the AFC East. But they are Buffalo. easily the biggest favorite to win their division. If I can sort this quickly just on the fly, Baltimore 150 would be second, Philly 130, minus 130, Kansas City minus 120, Tampa minus 105, then all the other favorites are plus money. Houston plus 110, Detroit and San Francisco to round it out at plus 150 each. Who am I to talk about betting odds with Sam Panayotovich waiting in the green room from Bet Sweats? Sam next, mostly NFL. I know he did a little bit on the Heisman with Bulldog last week. He asked me to consider a question about the Heisman Trophy, and I have. I haven't thought of one yet, but I have considered it. So that'll be next. We have Brian Koziol coming on, Open Championship late in the day. Scottie Scheffler is the leader, 10 under on the last hole, one up in the tournament. Here we are again. And also, as I mentioned, Tyler Dunn later on. Bisons are home. Dallas Keuchel, longtime Major League vet, is pitching against the Bisons tonight, by the way, for Omaha. If you're like me and somebody who'd want to know that when considering whether to go to the ballpark tonight, somebody that you've maybe, if you're a baseball fan, known of for a long time, is tonight's opposing starting pitcher. Okay, break, and then Sammy P. This is Mike Schoep. Again, happy Friday. Thanks for being with me on this beautiful day. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.